Title: FTC suffers setback in campaign to slow the rising tide of healthcare consolidations. Content: The FTC just suffered a major setback in its concerted efforts to challenge the ever-growing number of consolidations in the healthcare industry, failing to secure a preliminary injunction to block a hospital merger in central Pennsylvania. In a decisive and strongly worded opinion, the Honorable John Jones III of the Middle District of Pennsylvania concluded that, 1. The FTC had fatally alleged an unrealistically narrow geographic market, and, 2. The merger was likely to benefit, not harm, consumers, in part by allowing the merged entity to remain competitive in the new healthcare environment which virtually compels consolidations. A Federal Trade Commission et al. V. Penn State Hershey Med. Center et al. Case number 1:15CV02362, May 9, 2016, M.D. Penn. In December 2015, the FTC, together with the Pennsylvania Attorney General, brought an administrative challenge to block the merger of Penn State Hershey Medical Center and Pinnacle Health System. According to the FTC, the merged entity would control more than 64% of general acute care, GAC, services sold to commercial payors in the Harrisburg, Pennsylvania area, leading to increased costs and reduced quality for more than 500,000 residents. Relevant geographic market. In its motion for a preliminary injunction, the FTC alleged that as a general matter, geographic markets for GAC services are inherently local because patients want to be hospitalized near their homes. As such, the relevant market here is comprised of a four-county area in and around Harrisburg, the Harrisburg area, the area within which its residents stayed for GAC services. After a five-day evidentiary hearing on the matter, the court flatly rejected the FTC's geographic market. Instead, it found significant the undisputed figures that, in 2014, nearly 44% of Penn State's patients and several thousand of Pinnacle's patients lived outside the Harrisburg area. A significant percentage of Penn State's patients traveled at least 30 minutes to over an hour for care, with Penn State earning more than half of its revenues from patients outside the Harrisburg area. In addition, 19 other hospitals within a 65-minute drive of Harrisburg provided consumers with realistic alternatives. The court also found extremely compelling the affirmative steps Penn State and Pinnacle had already taken to ensure that post-merger rates did not increase. The hospitals had executed 5- and 10-year agreement with the two largest commercial payors in the area, which accounted for 75% to 80% of both hospitals' commercial patients. The agreements not only required the hospitals to continue contracting with these payors, but to maintain existing rate structures for fee-for-service contracts and preserve the existing rate differential between the two hospitals. As a result, the court concluded, rates cannot increase for at least 5 years, and it would be imprudent to otherwise block the merger based on predictions of what may happen with respect to negotiating positions and rates in 5 years, particularly within the rapidly evolving healthcare industry. New life for efficiencies? In the wake of the Ninth Circuit's skeptical treatment of efficiencies in St. Alphonsus Medical Center versus St. Luke's Health System, 778F.3D775, 9th Circle, February 10, 2015, many in the antitrust bar have been speculating about the continued viability of an efficiencies defense, particularly in the healthcare context. In a seeming counterpoint to St. Luke's, the district court here, after already having concluded that the preliminary injunction must be denied because of the FTC's failure on the relevant market, considered the hospital's evidence of pro-competitive efficiencies in the context of a weighing of the equities to determine whether an injunction would be in the public's best interest. In finding that the merger would in fact lead to significant efficiencies, further weighing against the grant of a preliminary injunction, the district court's opinion may have breathed new life into the efficiencies defense after St. Luke's. First, the hospitals had presented a compelling efficiency-enhancing justification for the merger in that the merger would directly alleviate Penn State's significant capacity constraints to the benefit of patients. And not only would the merger allow Penn State to instantaneously increase its capacity, but it would